We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and Lynette Adams from News 10 NBC joining us on this Friday. Lynette, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. We've had a lot of fun this morning, Lynette. We've pranked people for Halloween. We've talked about savage moves for trick-or-treating. Okay, before we jump into the news, I want to know if you've ever heard of this. Because this is the first time that I had ever heard of it. Just this past weekend, I was out to dinner with my parents and my in-laws, and we got on the topic of psychics for whatever reason. Don't ask.
Okay.
And he used to be a news reporter, and he remembers doing a story about a psychic. This was years back. And I guess one of the things that the psychic told him was that if you wanted to know who you were in a past life, that if you stared at yourself in a mirror and really focused on the like the outside, the silhouette of your face, like the outside of your cheeks, basically, if you stared long enough, eventually faces would appear. And those are alleged, and those were supposed to be the faces of who you've been in a previous life. Now, the psychic did say that you should not do this because you're opening yourself up to, you know, some stuff potentially that maybe wouldn't be a good idea.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of this? And have you ever tried it?
No.
Would you try it?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
hard pass. The
She's
hardest
like,
of
nah,
passes.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, too. I don't mess around with stuff like that. I'm good.
Right.
I'm okay with the life. I'm okay with being in this life
yes.
and knowing who I am in this life.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, first off, don't want to mess with that stuff because you just don't know. And secondly, like, what if you were someone terrible? That would mess with your head. If it did work, like, what if you were somebody terrible?
And then it gets into the whole thing of, do you believe you were here in another life?
That
you
too.
Know?
I mean, there's that whole thing,
did I say
too.
That out loud?
There's that whole thing, too. Yeah, there's also that. There's that small aspect. Okay.
I don't know, Lynette. I don't know.
Well, we'd have a listener, a listener named Ryan from Webster. He said he is going to try it, and he's going to report back on Monday. We'll alert you guys to go cover.
Well, I hope that's not going to end up being a weekend news story.
I was going to say, we'll alert
it
you.
It might be. It might be.
If there's a possession story that needs to be covered this weekend.
Oh, boy.
So there's that. All right, Lynette, let's jump into the news today. Let's get an update. Early voting numbers continue to impress.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is happening across the country, but right here in our area as well, people have been getting out to the polls, and we have been setting records here already. We've had more than 71,000 voters since Saturday when early voting started.
Wow. Okay.
Just yesterday, 14,300 people turned out to the early voting site.
It seems like every day the numbers are going up.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is really the thing to do. Instead of waiting in line on election day, why not go now at your own convenience?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I'm very curious to see what it is like on Tuesday on election day. I imagine it'll be a huge turnout then as well, but it's good to see. I mean, and this, you know, we heard about the numbers before. Typically, only 1-4% of the population votes for early voting, and they like beat that by Tuesday, I think, already.
Well, you know, I think that, well, first of all, it's a presidential election. People tend to vote more
in
a presidential election, which is kind of funny because really local elections impact you more.
True.
I mean, of course, we want to vote for president, but our local elections are right where we live. So that has a bigger impact on our daily life. But the other thing, too, is I think that people are so passionate this year. I think people really want to, with everything that's happened in this year, people really are anxious to exercise their vote. They really want to let their voices be heard, you know, however, wherever they stand on the pandemic, for example, Black Lives Matter, you know, just everything that this country has been going through.
Yeah. It's been a lot. That is for sure. All right. Well, good to see people taking part in the process for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Lynette.
And it's not too late. They have until Sunday for early voting. That's right. And then, of course, on Tuesday.
Yeah. Have any of you gone early? I tried to go yesterday. It was raining. The line was a little long. I'd rather stand out in a line when it's not raining.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But have you gone at all?
Only unfortunate thing is the lines can be long if you go at a peak time. And a friend of mine went earlier this week, I think it was Monday, to the Marketplace Mall location, and she said that the line was like there must have been 200 people in line.
Do you know the peak times?
Well,
Breezy's asking selfishly because she wants to know when she could go.
But, well, my thought would be around the noon hour when people have lunch break, they may go, and right after work. So I think times, if you can avoid those times, you might have more success.
There you go.
True. All right. Let's talk about flu shots. They're in high demand right now because everyone wants to get protected of the flu. I mean, there's two pretty nasty infections that are going to be coming around here. Double trouble, really, the flu and coronavirus. So one, we do have a vaccine for, and everyone wants to get their mitts on it.
Yes, absolutely. And doctors say the CDC has not said yet officially that there is a shortage. But people are going out in another record, setting records, but record numbers, and getting their flu shots this year. And I think it's because people don't want to be vulnerable to everything, you know, with COVID and the flu. And I think there is concern, too, that, you know, they don't want to end up sicker.
Right.
Because of all of the stuff that's out there in the air. So I think people are just nervous. And making sure to get their flu shot this year.
Yeah, well, you know, control you can control, right? That's one thing you can control, getting the flu vaccine. That's something you can do that will help.
Control.
You know what my homemade remedy is?
What's that?
Wash your hands.
That too. That also
helps. How do you do that, Lynette?
I say, great, get the flu shot. But wash your hands. I think a lot of infection could be stopped right there.
Yeah,
just wash your hands.
It is going to be interesting to see as we get dive deeper here into flu season what it is like. If it's not, I'm predicting that it's not going to be as bad as normal because of the fact that so many people are taking more precautions than they normally would. So we'll see.
I agree.
Just a theory. You know, I'm not a doctor. I just pretend to not be the radio.
I agree with you. I think people are just more aware. They're more conscious of their health and making sure to do everything they can to protect themselves.
Absolutely. Lynette Adams, produced at NBC, on with us this morning. Lynette, a big announcement from the Rochester City School District yesterday and from the superintendent saying that they will not be going back to the classroom until at least January 4th. However, there will be a certain group of students that will be able to go back on the 4th.
That's right. Special needs students will be able to go back into the classroom, which is great news for their parents, especially for students who need the support that they will only find in schools. So that is great news. Come January, special needs students will be back in the classroom. And this has been a bone of contention for parents because there have not been specific alternatives for students with special needs. So I think that this is great. We talked with a parent who said her daughter was regressing. And so she was excited that she will be able to get the things that she needs in the classroom that help her to keep progressing and growing and learning.
And it's got to just be nice to have at least that date, right? You know, you have something to look forward to. Everything's been so up in the air. And again, that's not saying that can't change again, but... at least for now, there's
a glimmer of hope.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, I think the thing people want to know, when is this going to be over? When can we go back to normal?
Should I ask that psychic that I talked about earlier with my father-in-law to find out when this is going to be over?
Yeah, be curious to hear what the psychic says. But, you know, Dr. Fauci says at least we can expect to go through 21 with more abnormalities.
Yeah.
You know. He's thinking that life may return to some semblance of normalcy probably by the end of 21.
Mm. All right, well, Better late than never, right, Breeze?
But, you know,
that's what I always say.
Psychic.
Right.
He's just an infectious disease expert.
Well, I mean, some people you ask say that we're turning the corner and it's going to be over soon. So that's great.
And then, yeah, right.
And then there's other people that say this is going to be over November 4th. So there's also that to look forward to. It's great. Can't wait to get back to normal. That'd be great.
I would love that.
Well, at least we won't see any more campaign ads.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. All right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some other things when it comes to schools. Resources are actually going to be teaching kids about sexual abuse in schools. I find nothing but positive things when it comes to this.
Yes, teachers now have a website that they can turn to for to help develop a curriculum on child sexual abuse. And they will be teaching students how to identify it and what to do, how to report it. And I think this is awesome and long overdue.
Yeah, seriously. But, I mean... You want your kids to know, like, you don't want to scare them. I get that. But they should, you know, especially depending on their age, should know things to look out for and when things, you know, aren't right. Because as a kid, you don't know, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing that's interesting here is teachers will be helping students learn skills to prevent it and to stop child sexual abuse. And this is based on Aaron's Law, which was passed last year, and it requires educators to teach students in kindergarten through eighth grade about child sexual abuse, which I think, just the awareness, I think is very positive, that students will know what it is, you know how to identify it, and then to have skills to protect themselves and prevent it, that's even better.
Absolutely. Lynette Adams from News 10 NBC. I know this morning. Lynette, there were some overnight standoffs. What information do we have about that?
Well, we're still waiting to learn more about what exactly took place overnight, but we do know that there were standoffs in two separate neighborhoods. You know, one was on Magnolia Street, one was on Emerson Street.
Gotcha.
Two separate neighborhoods, but we don't know if they were related in any way.
Okay.
Don't believe that they were related, but if there is more to learn, Rochester police probably sometime later this morning will release information about that. Nobody hurt. No injuries or anything like that. Just some suspicious activity.
All right. I think we're good here. I mean, I'm excited for Halloween. I think that everyone should keep, you know, tuning into WHCC to see what's going on with Halloween, and they know all the guidelines, and we've given them so many blueprints of how to be safe this Halloween, but also still have fun. And it's going to be a good one.
And the weather, what has Rich been saying all morning? Is it going to be decent?
Well, it's going to be cold, but it's going to be clear. No snowing.
Okay.
No rain.
It's
a win. So it should at least be clear, but little kids will have to probably put a coat on over their Halloween costume.
I know, right? I remember that was always a bummer as a kid. Like,
I know.
You know, you get so excited about showing off your costume, and then it's like, here's my costume with this giant jacket over it. But what can you do? Lynette Adams from News at NBC, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the updates, and we'll talk to you on next Friday. Have a great Halloween.
Thank you. Have a safe and happy weekend.
Bye, Lynette.
Halloween weekend. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.